الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, and esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba Online, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's talk, brothers, we will discuss five different issues, inshallah. Number one, we all are aware that inshallah on Tuesday night will usher in the last 10 nights of Ramadan 1439, and the ibadat of i'tikaf will also commence, and from Tuesday night onwards, the odd nights. It might be Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny, the night of majesty. So each one of us should make Qadr of Laylatul Qadr and appreciate all these big and auspicious nights and occasions. Let us just see regarding these last 10 nights, what did Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do and say? In Sahih Muslim it is mentioned, إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَجْتَهِدُ فِي الْأَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ مَا لَا يَجْتَهِدُ فِي غَيْرِهِ The Master alayhi salatu salam exerted himself much more compared to the first 20 days of Ramadan, and therefore we should try and complete our Quran Sharif on these odd nights. In that way the du'as will be accepted inshallah. Similarly in Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned, the Master alayhi salam said, من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا Whoever made ibadat, engage himself in ibadat on the night of majesty, the night of destiny, then with iman internally and wahtisaba, with love, zeal, enthusiasm, and expecting optimum reward from Almighty Allah, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ Then his previous sins are forgiven. We see we are fasting, brothers. The first 20 days, we have abstained from eating, drinking, our conjugal relationship. When the last 10 nights come in, then there's a progression in that love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ Ya Allah, that I love you so much, the ones who are most beloved to me, my wife, my children, my parents, I'm prepared to leave them and to come sit in your house, O Almighty Allah. So the whole act of i'tikaf is a display and manifestation of our love for Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. And therefore every moment of the mu'takif, the person who's sitting in i'tikaf is ibadat. And remember the rewards are tremendous, and it is two hajj and two umrah. So therefore we all cannot sit obviously, but we all can make intention for nafil i'tikaf inshallah. Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. And if you just look at the beauty of Islam, first 20 days Ramadan, just staying away from eating, drinking and conjugal relationship. Last 10 nights, then i'tikaf. When the day of Eid is announced, a new season starts. Al-Hajj wa shurum ma'lumat, and that is the season of Hajj. Now my heart is saturated with the love of Allah. Ya Allah, I'm prepared to leave my country. I'm prepared to leave my shop, my job, everything. And I come to your house, Ya Allah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. So study our siyam, our fasting, our qiyam, our taraweeh, our i'tikaf, our umrah, our hajj, our ziyarah to Madinah Munawwara. Everything, brothers and sisters, is to show and display our love for Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So that is what lesson we need to learn and derive in these few days that are left, the second half of Ramadan. Second point I want to raise, my brothers, why do we study history? Me and you, this ummah, we have forgotten to read because day and night we busy with the shaitan box and the TV, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. And that is not going to take us far. Yesterday, 15 Ramadan. Why do we study history? We study history so that we are motivated for the future. Why do we study history? So that we don't commit the same mistakes of the past in future. Why do we study history? Because our Islamic history is not written in black and white. It's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama and the red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. Point number two. One of the greatest issues facing this ummah is the issue of Palestine. Yesterday, 15 Ramadan, turn the clock back to 1994. How many of us are even aware this incident happened? It is 15 Ramadan. It is a Saturday morning, Fajr time, from Masjidul Aqsa, about 1 hour away. There's a masjid called Masjid Ibrahim Khalil. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam is buried there. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried there. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam is buried there with their honorable spouses. It's Ramadan, it's Fajr time, the masjid, I read Salat in that masjid in 89, in 92. The whole masjid belongs to us, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So this tragic day, the Zionist terrorist, and that is Baruch Goldstein, enters the masjid with his Uzi and gun. Fajr time, they are facing the Qibla. He enters from the back. And he shoots them while they are reading Salat in Masjid Ibrahim Khalili. 29 of them became shaheed and martyrs in the masjid. The remainder of them, about 69, 70, that was those who succumbed to their injuries afterwards, they became shuhada. What is the Israeli style justice, inverted commas? After this incident, on 15 Ramadan, 1994, they partitioned the masjid. And they took the major portion, almost, of the masjid, and the front few serfs they left for the Muslims. The crime this ummah committed, and the indictment upon me and you and our governments, Muslim governments, no one said anything. It was business as usual. What do you see? The Israeli said, it seems that these Muslims are khabe ghaflat mein mubtala hai, that they are totally in their deep slumber. We already not only occupied their land, we occupied three-quarter half their masjid. And yet there's nothing, they're making a huge cry about this. So they want to use the same stunts now from Masjidul Aqsa. And they don't apologize about it. If you've been to Aqsa, you will know it is 35 acres. The whole, all the walls on the four sides, all that is Aqsa. The structure of Masjidul Aqsa is in front. And at the back is Qubbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock. So they say, and they are telling the Ummah, what we did in 1994 in Masjid Ibrahim Khalili, we partitioned and you all didn't object. So similarly, let us partition Masjidul Aqsa. You take the front and we will take the back. The one with Qubbatul Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, the beautiful golden dome where Surah Yasin is inscribed. So they will abolish it, Allah forbid, and replace it with Haikal-e Sulaimani, the Temple of Solomon. Oh, you Muslims, Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, where are we today? So many of us have the means. Go now also. You don't need visa, nothing. You can book your ticket and go and sit for i'tikaf. Go and show the Palestinians, we are Muslims. We will never forget our first Qibla. We will never ever sacrifice it. We're not interested in your peace talks. Your peace talks is layyam bi al-sinatihim. When they speak with a forked tongue. They don't mean peace, P-E-A-C-E. Their peace means to steal more pieces of land of the Muslims. So brothers, this is a collective duty upon this ummah. First of all, to realize what is the problem. That is the crime of this ummah. They don't even know what's the problem. So remember, first thing was itikaf, I told you. Second issue, I told you about the issue of Aqsa. And this is one of their last things on the agenda. Then it is mission accomplished for the Zionists when they will have Haikal Soleimani, the Temple of Solomon. You don't need to apologize to anybody. We have to expose the truth against the Zionist apartheid regime. We must be clear on all these issues. That's number two. Number three, in our country today, I'm speaking of South Africa, there seems to be a very big movement to try and prove that the Shias are Muslim. Here in my hand, I have a page. I've been to Iran, and they gave me the books. My name, Abdul Qadir Husseini. They called me Husseini. They thought I'm part of the Shia clan. So I told them, yes, I'm Abdul Qadir Husseini, but I'm a Pakka Sunni, and I don't love you. So we only love the Ahlul Sunnah. So my brothers, I gave this document for you, Ya Ahlul Sumal, Khudhadil Waraka Min Sheikh Yusuf Patel. I just told them in Arabic, they must collect this paper from Sheikh Maulana Yusuf Patel. Here you know him. Those of you who know Arabic, Maulana will give it to you. If you don't know Arabic, not one of these references are from the Sunni kitabs. It's not from our books. All this is from Shia books. From your own books. Let us see what the Shia scholars say. Incident number one. They say, we love Hussein. We love Sayyidina Hussein. It is Friday. It's 10th Muharram. It is Karbala. I've been there. It is the year 61 after Hijrah. What did Sayyidina Hussein say? I'm reading the text from the Shia kitab. قال الإمام الحسين عليه السلام في دعائه على شيعته. I'm reading the term as they read it. That Imam Hussein عليه السلام is cursing the Shias in Karbala. Cursing the Shias in Karbala. Allahumma immatatahum ila heen fafarrikhum firaqa waj'alhum taraiqa qidada wala tardal wulatu anhum abada. Ya Allah, make them into splinter groups and parties. Never let any rulers be pleased with them. They told us, they come in liyansuruna, to help me, to help the Ahlul Bayt. What they did, ثُمَّ عَدَوْ عَلَيْنَا. They became our enemies in Karbala, the Shia. فَقَتَلُونَا. They, the Shia, murdered us. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and Husseina Hussein saying, you want the work? This work is Irshad. The book's name is Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. If you know anything about Shiaism, Sheikh Mufid is considered as one of their senior scholars. He has mentioned this, Imam Hussein, cursing the Shias in the battlefield of Karbala because they turned against Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Who are the eyewitnesses? Sayyidina Hussein gave his life radiallahu anhu. We prepared to give our life for Sayyidina Hussein and for Ahlul Bayt as well and for the wives of Nabi alayhi salam. Second, who are the eyewitnesses? Who are the eyewitnesses to Karbala who survived to tell the Ummah the truth? Imam Zainul Abidin. When you study the Shias, you must remember this is their terminology. Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin. They are fourth Imam, as they call. وَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ لِأَهْلِ الْكُوفَةِ أَيْ أَهْلُ الشِّيَعَةِ. That Imam Zainul Abidin, we say he is a very great person, he belongs to the Ahlu Sunnah. I'm reading from your kitab, Shias. هل تعلمون, do you know, O Shias, أنكم كتبتم إلى أبي, you wrote letters to my father, وخدعتموه وأعطيتموه من أنفسكم الأهد والميثاق ثم خذلتموه وقاتلتم. You are the ones, you wrote letters to my father. When he came here, you forsook him and left him and you fought against him. Ummah, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah, this is bringing out life to the world. Hazrat Zainul Abideen is asking the Shia, and I'm asking you this question. بِأَيِّ أَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Tomorrow, how will you face the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, O Shias? Hazrat Zainul Abideen is an eyewitness to Karbala, and he was survived because he was sick. So he did not pass away, and he did not participate in the battle. وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ, and he, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will tell you, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَةِ Shias, you killed my family. You murdered my family, O Shia. وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي, and you desecrated our exalted rank of the Ahlul Bayt. Are you Muslim? Your Imam, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell you, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, you don't belong to this ummah, you out. It's not Abdul Qadir Hussein's fatwa, Hazrat Zainul Abideen's fatwa, from your book, Al-Ihtijaj. Ihtijaj is a big book written by the Shias, by Allama Abu Mansur Ahmed Tabrizi. I give you everything, black and white. When I did all this, they sue me for 10 million. Sue me for 100 million. We will never shut us up, inshallah. Today, Hazrat Zainul Abideen is asking us, Inna haula yabkuna alayna, faman qatalana ghayruhu. Today, you want to cry with your crocodile tears? Who murdered us besides you, Shias? Al-Ihtijaj, again, Allama Tabrizi. Sayyidina Hussein's son, Hazrat Zainul Abideen. Hazrat Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala's daughter, Fatima Sughra. Fatima Kubra, that is the greatest Fatima, that is his mother, radiallahu anha, Fatima to Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. His beloved daughter is Fatima, the younger one, Fatima Sughra. She survived Karbala. As she is Muslim, listen to the people, it's your books, none of our books, your books. I'm giving you the reference, I'm giving you the author. She, Hazrat Fatima Sughra, says, Ya Ahl al-Kufa, O you Shias, Ya Ahl al-Ghadr wal-Makr wal-Khuyala, O you deceivers, O you treacherous people, تَبَّلْ لَكُمْ أَلَّا تَلَسْ Curse be upon you. فَانْتَذِرُوا اللَّعْنَةَ وَالْعَذَابِ You know what you'll do? You took كَمَا قَتَلْتُمْ جَدَّنَا بِالْأَمْسِ You murdered my father, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, and you murdered my grandfather, my dada, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh. Who is saying this? Who is saying this? The daughter of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Fatima Sughra, she's an eyewitness to Karbala. And she's telling the Shia. What the Shias replied? Shia Kitab Al-Ihtijaj. They read poetry. If any one of you know Arabic, they said, yes, قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَةٍ وَرِمَاحِ Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. And we used the swords made from India. Al-Ihtijaj Allama Tabrizi. I gave you three references. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu cursing them and making dua against them. His son, Hazrat Zainul Abideen, telling them, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you're not part of this ummah, you are out. Third one, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved daughter, Fatima Sughra radiallahu anha, saying, you Shia, you murdered my father and you murdered my dada as well. And today you want to come tell me you're Muslim? And then they admitted it. This is all your books. I spoke to you about Ramadan and Etikaf. I spoke to you about Palestine. I answered the question from Shia books. And that is whether Shias are Muslim or not. Fourth one. There is a movement now in South Africa. And they call it the Cape Accord. Let me make this very clear. For us, the true, I'm not speaking of Munafiqeen. Munafiqeen are out. Quran Kareem states, beginning of Surah 33, وَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ Surah 33 verse 1. Remember you, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must never be obedient to the kafirin and the disbelievers. People today, politicians, they just want to garner your vote and make us fools and idiots. We all know these things. And wal-munafiqeen and the hypocrites. So we must never be obedient to them. Against them, Quran says, Surah 66 verse 9, Ya ayyuhan nabi, jahidil kuffara wal munafiqeena waghlud alayhim. That, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must make jihad against the kafir. You must speak against the munafiqeen and hypocrites. Jihad, don't mean now it's the shooting. You have to expose all of them. And no compromise. Quran says, Surah 66 verse 9. You call us whatever you want to. وَغْلُوذْ عَلَيْهِمْ. You have to be firm against them. Quran is saying. We're not interested in your paper code. We're not interested in your Amman Accord. Your Amman Accord and your Cape Accord is not worth the paper on which it's written. If you are a true Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. I'm not speaking of Munafiq. So brothers, why are Shias non-Muslim? I give you three reasons. Openly, they curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. I ask you on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, in this Mubarak month of Ramadan, in this Mubarak place, the Jumu'ah Masjid in Mayfair, I am asking you, any person swears this greatest personality of Islam, can they be Muslim? I'm asking you. You must say loudly, Allah's curse be upon them. That is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see anybody swearing, cursing, my beloved companions, فَقُولُوا, then say, لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. Allah's curse be upon them. Reason number one, why they are not Muslims. Reason number two, they gave me all these books. Khomeini writes, I have all the books there they gave. Khomeini writes, not one Shia can dispute this anywhere in the world. I debated them in South Africa on air and I beat them. I debated them in Iran and I beat them. And even he admitted you, I beat him. Safiullah. So anyway, so you must remember this. The second one, Khomeini writes in his book, Tawdihul Masail. You see the time now is 10 to 1. You can pay a lady $50, 50 rupees, whatever amount you agree on mutually. And then 10 to 2, you walk away, she walk away. Khomeini, la'anahullah, wrote that this is permissible. I asked him, what is the difference between your mut'ah and your prostitution? You tell me what is the difference. That is what they want to do. Oh, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, simple Simons. They want to use your daughters and sleep with them and treat them like a condom. That is what they want to do. Do we have no haya? Do we have no iman? Speak of unity with these people? Some people came to me after hearing my talks. They say, Wallahi, Mufti, these people did this with my daughter already. After 1 week, they'll kick your daughter out. And you want to come tell me about unity? Number one, they swear Sahaba. Number two, they make Mut'ah. Number three, for Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. That Umar, what he said on the Farsh, Allah sent from the Arsh. What he said on the landed sand, Allah sent from the heavens. In more than 20 places of the Noble Quran, go open Jalaluddin Suyuti, rahimahullah, Zistan, you will find it. This regime, Kafir regime of Iran, what they did? They built a shrine, I visited it myself, in Kashan. They built the shrine of the murderer of Sayyidina Umar. And they said, you did a very good thing, you murdered Umar. I put the ball in your court. Do you still have doubts? If you have doubt after this, you question your own iman. Tomorrow when you stand in Medina Munawwara, in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, in front of Sayyidina Umar, in front of the Master alayhi salam, don't be surprised. Tomorrow, on the day of justice, we will be standing with a non-Muslim because you did not defend the honor of the Nabi alayhi salam. You did not defend the honor of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. You did not defend our mother Siddiqa Aisha. The Shias make cakes and then they dance and they say, Aisha finnar, Aisha finnar. Aisha is in Jahannam. That shaitan on Fadak TV in London says, to become a Shia, say, Ashhadu anna Aba Bakrin wa Umar wa Usman wa Aisha wa Hafsa finnar. Before you become a Shia, you must say that Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Aisha, Hafsa, all are in Jahannam. You call these people Muslim? My last message to you is this. We're not interested and it's haram to be part of the Cape Accord. You can quote me anyway. Or Amman Accord. We're not interested. Our Accord, our Constitution, the Quran. Our Constitution, the Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith. Our constitution to defend the honor of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. That is our constitution. Our fiqh is the four schools of thought. Finish. Regarding our country, remember brothers, you know the kidnapping, you know the hijacking, you know the situation is not good, and don't live in a fool's paradise. I leave you with this dua and read it daily. It's a beautiful country, believe you me. I travel to many, many parts of the world. It's one of the best countries. But we all know we are sitting on a time bomb. Only Allah, nobody is interested in protecting me and you. With the previous government, we were not white enough. Now you know what is the situation. So remember, by heart is dua, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the best of protectors, and Allah Ta'ala is the most merciful of our one of mercy. May Almighty Allah accept our siyam, our fasting, our qiyam, our tarawih, our tilawat, our charity. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain from the Shias, and protect Masjid al-Aqsa and Masjid Ibrahim Khalili from the Zionist regime. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.